The time is now 8 p.m. This is WMUC FM College Park.
This is Matt from Cursive, and you're listening to WMUC-FM, College Park. Get listening, kids.
The Campus Pantry is a free resource available for all UMD students, faculty, and staff experiencing food insecurity. It is open 5 days a week from 10 to 5 and is located on the ground floor of the South Campus Dining Building, next to the Common Shop. You must swipe your university ID before entering and check out before leaving. Make sure to bring your own reusable bag. For more information, you can visit the UMD Campus Pantry website at campuspantry.umd.edu. That's campuspantry.umd.edu.
Thank you. Feed rain, what do you think about? I know. I never thought about
sliding down, a bad swimmer inside my mind. I drift alone in the shallows, a face, a square in alkaline. Now we're running out of films.
guys, welcome. Welcome back to another week of Mind Palace. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park. Before we get started, let's listen to a quick PSA.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
Yes, yes, take care of your mental health always. But welcome back to a new semester of Mind Palace, my last ever semester with WMUC. So sad. But today I have a special guest with me. Welcome back, drum roll please. Ooh, wait, her mic's not even on. Oh, DJ Titty Jack.
Hola.
Is that the right word?
Hola. Hola?
Okay. Speak again.
Me amor. I'm not on. I can hear myself.
Okay. Yes, welcome back, hey, DJ Titty Jack.
You're having me literally.
Right. How does it feel to be back?
It feels nostalgic, I'll be honest. It feels literally so good. It feels so good. I'm excited for the show today, mm-hmm. and I just want to thank everybody that's listening for listening. Thank you so much for listening. Listen, yes. I used to go here like a year ago.
Yes.
I'm sure you guys remember me on the last, what is this called? It's not a podcast. It's a show, on the show.
Yep.
And I love the feeling of speaking into this mic. Mm-hmm. I think it makes me feel so, like, professional.
Yes.
Like, this is so cool. Mm-hmm. Also, I can, like, hear myself speak, and I'm not disgusted. So, I think it's called growth.
Okay. Small context. DJ Titty Jacks graduated last May. Yes. So she just...
Sorry. Yeah, they're like,
yep. It's been months since she last came on my show, so if you guys could give her a warm welcome. Jesus Christ,
I just glitched. Give me a warm welcome.
Give her a warm welcome, that would be much appreciated.
Do you have sound effects on this show?
We can make sound effects.
No, like, wait, shout out to the Piscataway and all of the Native Americans out there.
That wasn't even what?
Yeah, that's not what you were trying to do.
Oh.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to save your reputation. Baby, let me be a motivation.
Right. Okay, so I'm sure you all know that.
Sorry. Guys, like, rate my yet. Let me rate my singing, please.
Okay. Go ahead. What do you want to say?
I already did. What should I sing? Give me a song.
Anything more?
You're so right. We have to do Star Spangled Banner every single time that we go in.
Wait, let me pull up the lyrics because I look.
Do you
want to
do it with me? Yes.
You guys, I wasn't born here, so
what
excuse
the fuck? Oh, don't be telling people that. Ice is near. Don't say you don't know the Ice Spring of Winter. I mean, the Star Spring of Winter. She knows it, guys. It was a joke.
Okay.
It was a joke.
Let's go. Wait, where are the lyrics at?
Just so we put full respect to the country, and we know it, but we just don't want to mess up.
Yeah.
Because. Okay, ready?
Okay, let's go. One, two. Don't be off key. I'll start in the key. Okay.
Down here.
Okay.
Say can you see by the my lips touch my side by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed can we switch the beat? Bam, bam, bam. Who's bright stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight? Oh, the ramparts we watch. We're so gladly. Okay. And the rockets like glare. The bombers in air. Through the night. Game poop. Game poop through the night. But I plan was still there. Oh, see, does that stop being for better yet? Oh, we. Oh, the land of the free. And the home.
Why is there a question mark?
Because they're saying, over the land of the free, or the home of the brave?
So are they saying we're not brave?
No, they're saying, like, do not recognize. They're saying, like, do you not perceive it?
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I didn't even know there was more.
Anyway, the rest of the song is going to be on our Patreon. Mm-hmm. You have to pay for that. That's how we pay our rent. That's how we, like,
a week, a day.
Bitch, just go to Patreon and figure out how much it is. We don't have to say that now, because they'll probably stop listening when we say the price. But, you know, Beth, that was a sneak peek, so let's get right into it. I can introduce the mix that we have for today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, listen, if you guys don't already know, you're about to get educated. Mm-hmm. Arriba. Okay. Mi gente Latino, let me tell you something. I was telling Jess this before the podcast. Yes. I mean, dang, before the show started. But my grandfather was Mexican, so, you know... Listen, I just want to get serious for a minute.
Okay.
I know we can't get political on the podcast, so I won't. On the podcast. Can I stop saying that for everyone? On this radio show.
Okay.
But I do want to say, I'm not being political. I'm being a human.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to, I don't work here, so I actually can't get fired, but like ice out. That's what I'm going to say.
Girl, I work here.
You didn't say it.
Right.
She has her own beliefs. I don't work here, so come after me. Girl, I got my degree. What you gonna do? Anyway, so yeah, me and the Latino, I'm going to, and today we're just gonna be all about celebrating that culture, because that they deserve to be celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody does.
Everybody does.
And you can't be, nobody's illegal in stolen land, so don't piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so today we have a beautiful mix for you guys.
Yeah.
It is the one, the only, the most beautiful man in the world right now.
My
I can't
husband.
Even lie. Whoa, not too much. Okay. You already have Tyreek. So.
You took Tyreek.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
You can have him because I have Bad Bunny.
Okay.
Oh, sorry. I said his name. But like,
Bro,
yeah, we're listening to Bad Bunny today. He will be performing at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
I'm so excited. He's going to unite so many people across so many cultures with his native speak, with his native tongue.
Right. Oh.
Oh, sorry. No. Seriously, with his native tongue, with his native language,
mm-hmm.
and with the people of Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico!
Puerto Rico! Puerto Rico!
Yes.
Shout out to the people of Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
It looks like a really beautiful place. Bad Bunny is from, Vega,
let's switch it up. Sorry, Wikipedia.
Baja, something Baja.
Oh, no, wait, that's what
he's from. Something Baja, Puerto Rico.
No, we have to say facts, okay?
Anyway.
Oh, that's his parents.
He's from Missouri.
He's from.
Okay. Sorry, Bad Bunny, we love you. And I, he's Benito Antonio Martinez Ocasio.
Mm-hmm.
Known professionally as Bad Bunny.
Is a Puerto Rican rapper,
singer,
and record producer.
Dubbed as the king of Latin trap, Bad Bunny is credited with helping Spanish language rap music achieve mainstream popularity worldwide. He's considered one of the best Latin rappers of all time.
He's 31.
He was born on March 10th, and he's so beautiful. And well, he was born in Bayamon,
Puerto Rico,
but he grew up in, I'm pretty sure it's Vega Baja, but you can correct me on that, and I'm so sorry if it's not. I'm pretty sure the first word is Vega, but it also could be not. His birthday is March 10th, so it's coming up. Born in 1994. He's 5'11". That's actually a really good height for me.
Oh, I forgot you're short. I was about to say.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Okay. You actually kind of are 5'11".
No, I'm 6 feet.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's okay. Right. So he's going to be coming, you know, and playing in, where is the Super Bowl? San Francisco?
I thought it was in California.
That isn't California.
Right. No, I knew that. Yeah.
San Francisco, California. I'm sorry for everybody who doesn't know. I'm pretty sure it's in San Francisco this year. And who cares about who's playing? Nobody does. But I do want to say that we all care about who's performing, mm-hmm. because it's about to be the best, one of the best things you've ever seen.
The best halftime performance, yes.
For all the people who wanted the Super Bowl halftime show to... Did you smell the mic? Someone's hot breath is on it. For all the people who wanted... Oh, Tito, that's so cute. For all the people who wanted the Super Bowl halftime show to get less, como se dice, black, you got your wish. Now it's not even going to be in English, so...
Oh,
you're welcome. It's not black. It's not black anymore.
His brother's fine, too.
That's his brother?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, wait,
isn't Black Bunny's basically black?
Okay, Puerto Ricans are... No, Dominican Republic is black.
No, but he's a racially black man, no?
What do you mean, racially black? What does that mean?
No, like, feature-wise. No.
Latinos are... Okay, Latinos are kind of black, but like I think people from Puerto Rico are also black because that's where they sent Africans when they stole them. You know, hey, I'm just being real. Right. In a couple of words, when they stole them from Africa.
Wait, let's read this. Sorry, really quick. Beyonce's nephew, Bad Bunny's brother?
Yeah, they're saying Beyonce's nephew, Bad Bunny's brother.
Oh, sorry. Steal them. I can't read.
wait. That's not okay. B-A. B-A's can read. Yeah, yes. Yeah, wait, B-A. You're on that text, though, so that you get an exception.
Oh, okay.
But, like, right. They're just saying that both of them.
Oh, sorry.
Okay. So Beyonce's nephew is a model. I guess Bernie Martinez Ocasio is, too. But I think it's giving gay, no?
Oh, why would you say so?
Because he's a model 1 and 2. Look at that mug.
It looks like a straight man to me.
Look at his mug. Look at his mug. No zoom in. Yeah, Bad Bunny also looks like a straight man. Moving along. He's good, so shout out to those people.
Okay.
Love you guys.
Let's see the other brother.
And,
He's cute. That's a straight man.
No. That's a straight man. The other one.
They both look like straight men to me.
Okay, but they might be.
Gay men don't hold up this. It's not.
No, he could be bi curious. He could be queer.
I guess.
Bad Bunny holds that up. Bad Bunny is very, like, masculine. Like, not very, but he is.
I don't know.
As far as people go, he's more masculine to me.
I would be able to tell that.
Kind of. He looks kind of gay. But, like. No, like, you know what I mean? I don't know if you've ever seen him speak before.
Oh, no, I've seen him. He has a deep voice.
Oh, I like... sorry. No, I like his deep voice. I like his voice. Right. I think he has a good voice.
Oh. This is from an era we don't talk about.
I don't like
that. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What the hell? I like his era now.
He was cute.
It's him very... Ooh, yeah, buzz cut.
Nope.
You guys, look up the New York Times opinion, the culture war is over, Bad Bunny won. Sure did.
Yeah.
Look that up and look up images.
That is a beautiful
you
man.
You will pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my goodness. Let me read this message that I actually wrote to my sisters just randomly.
Okay.
Real quick before we start. We're going to get started, I promise.
If it's R-rated, please.
No. I said, okay, cool. Bad Bunny is actually the most gorgeous man I've ever seen with my human eyes in my entire life. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't find a flaw. Seriously.
Yeah.
Face card, nasty.
Yep.
He needs to teach a master class or something. Indeed. Like in skincare, hair care, curl pattern routine, something. I'd listen. I'd pay for it, to be honest. Like, you ever look at a human and you know they smell
delicious.
They smell TF good. Oh. I won't say that part.
Right.
But they smell good. Como se dice, Bad Bunny, nails done, teeth good, hair, need I say more? Alpes eat even on the bad days. Like, like, you ever see someone, like, he, that could be his worst day, and it's not, but he looks good even on his worst day. He looks good in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. I don't know if you've ever seen his, TT Me Pregunta, music video, but he's literally in, like, a gray sweatshirt, sweatpants. Oh, beautiful. He looks good. I said, hate to be obsessed with a man, because if you know me, I really do hate to be obsessed with a man. I can't lie. But this... I can't breathe. Wait. Wait, go to that. What is the one with the blue light? Blue, no, down.
Oh, down?
Down, light blue. I'm for Bad Bunny. I just want a sperm donation. Oh, sorry. No, that's not anything sexual. I just meant, like,
okay.
I want, like, you, like, the kids that we could have. Not on no sexual stuff. I'm just saying.
Okay.
I'm just literally just
Jesus
saying
Christ.
Biologically. Is biology not a major here? Thank you. We're at college,
okay,
no?
Okay, right.
That's
right.
A subject you learn, sperm donation. I'm not talking about... You guys need to fix your minds. I'm talking about artificial insemination. Wait, am I? No. I'm talking about turkey baster. No, okay. We're moving on.
Okay,
listen,
yes, thank
Bad
you.
Bad Bunny, I wanted to speak about this on our podcast. We just have a podcast coming out soon, so shout out to our podcast.
Yes.
I was thinking we could call it...
You just said my name. Oh,
shit. I mean... Wait, don't...
I do. This is a mess. Sorry. Okay, let's move on.
Do you have to press it again for it to keep recording?
I don't know. I can't remember.
Okay. We're back. Sorry. But the host of this radio show and I are starting a podcast soon. And so in that, we will be talking about all things... Bad Bunny, that never made sense to me, him dating Kendall Jenner.
He dated Kendall Jenner?
Yeah.
She has such interesting taste.
Who?
Kendall Jenner.
No, she doesn't. All of the men she dates look the same.
Really?
She dated Devin Booker. He looks like Bad Bunny, in a sense. She dated Bad Bunny. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He looks like...
A little bit, like slightly, and he's older. Like, he looks like a blacker version of Bad Bunny.
Okay.
I see it.
Who else does she date?
I don't know. I don't really care either. But the thing about it is that I thought Bad Bunny would date someone that's more his people, looking look like his people. Like, I thought he would date someone that has, like, a butt. No offense, Kendall.
Oh, Lord.
That has, like, slightly more tanner in their skin. Like, you know, Puerto Rican women. Latina women. You guys are eating, just saying.
I don't know. I have something to say, but I don't know if I can say it.
About Latina women?
Not about Latino women.
About what? I'll say it. I don't work here. What do you say?
Just men love white women. It's a
thing. Yeah,
it's
you know.
In every race.
In every race. Yeah. It happens, but I think that, I think they do that just because they want to feel like they're dominating. You don't get that with a lot of women of color.
That's true.
But again, this isn't a personal pod, so we can't really get into that, but we will get into that on a personal pod. We have a lot of stuff to get into. I'm not advertising. We don't have a title for it.
Oh, that's true.
So we don't even have mics. Not advertising, but it'll be there. So, you know, do that information what you will.
Yes.
We are listening to Bad Bunny's most recent album, Baby, Tierra Más Fotos. He has a lot of amazing songs on here. We're starting with Nueva Yo.
Yes.
Which is probably one of my favorite songs on this album.
Ooh.
Let's get it. Nueva Yo. Bad Bunny.
I just burped.
We're starting.
Okay, sorry.
But
how do I do this? My bad.
Oh my god, that beginning is the best part.
Si te quieres divertir, casa de Toñito y PR se siente cerquita. Sí, sí, sí. En el campeonato nadie me lo quita.
De vez en nuevo, no me guande, de vez en nuevo, ¿ok? Puerto Rico.
Como va Bonnie, va a ser rey del pop. Estoy en la mía, no tengo adversario, no. Con los Yankees los me he avanzado. A correr que otra vez lo sacamos al estadio. Tú tienes piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena, yo estoy bueno también. Huelo rico y ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Tú tienes piquete, mami, yo también. Tú estás buena, yo estoy bueno también. Huelo rico y ando con los de 100. Si tú lo quieres, lo tienes que mover. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Lo tienes que mover. Ba, 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 ba. Baby, te voy a dar una vuelta por la playita. Te voy a llenar de besitos en la carita. Un día conmigo es lo que tú necesitas. Sonriendo, tú te ves más bonita. Baby, te voy a dar una vuelta por la playita. Te voy a llenar de besitos en la carita. Un día conmigo es lo que tú necesitas. Sonriendo, tú te ves más bonita. Baby, yo sé, baby, yo sé. La vida así, la vida así. Pero ponte el traje de baño, mami, que te voy a buscar. Te dejo mojadita, el sol te va a secar. Sí, te va a quemar. Tú eres mi canción favorita. Y en repeat te voy a tocar, ey, te la voy a aplicar. Quiero dibujar corazoncito en la orilla. Tranquila, mami, yo te cargo la silla. Esos ojitos lindos, me encanta cómo brillan. Como una diosa puede ser tan sencilla. De la flaca yo daría lo que fuera. Tú me dices, si adentro o afuera. Debajo del agua, nadie se entera. Baby, te voy a dar una vuelta por la playita. Te voy a llenar de besitos en la carita. Un día conmigo es lo que tú necesitas. Sonriendo, tú te ves más bonita. Baby, te voy a dar una vuelta por la playita. Te voy a llenar de besitos en la carita.
Contigo me siento distinto. Hay algo cuando nos miramos. Y en el pozo nos dimos la mano. Así todo. Cuando no estoy en la buena, tú me llevas a hacer castillos de arena. Y los castillos se convierten en aldeas. Un pueblito donde no existen problemas. Y ahí soñamos con un futuro. Que estemos bien. Falta mucho. Por un segundo nos olvidamos de todo. Aquí solo somos tú y yo.
Vamos a besarnos, frente a la sola.
Aunque sea de piquito, de piquito, de piquito, pim, pim.
Vamos a besarnos,
pim,
pim, pim. Frente a la sola.
Hay muchos mosquitos en la costa. Baby, voy a ponerle un screen.
Vamos a besarnos, frente a la sola.
Sudadita y sol te da. Y eso brilla como bling.
Thank you. turista. Tú solo viste lo mejor de mí y no lo que yo sufría. Te fuiste sin saber el porqué de mi herida. Y no te tocó a ti curarla, viniste a pasarla bien. Y la pasamos bien. Una foto bonita, un atardecer hermoso, una bailadita, tu cadenita de oro. Estuvimos tan cerquita, mirándonos a los ojos. Dime si viste la pena de mi corazón roto, que lleva así, lleva así mucho tiempo, que lleva así muchos años, escondiéndome los sentimientos. Tengo miedo que me haga más daño. Se da pues se da, y si no pues también, vamos a disfrutar que la noche se puso bonita, pero no tanto como tú, jamás y nunca como tú. Turista, tú solo viste lo mejor de mí y no lo que yo sufría. Te fuiste sin saber el porqué de mi herida. Y no te tocaba a ti curarla, viniste a pasarla bien y la pasamos bien.
Por la mañana café, por la tarde ron. Ya estamos en la calle, sal de tu balcón.
Por la mañana café, por la tarde ron. Ya estamos en la calle, sal de tu balcón.
De Arecibo hasta Ponce, de Fajardo a Rincón, en la voz de todo un barrio, desde Almirante a Frontón.
Por la mañana café, por la tarde ron. Ya estamos en la calle, sal de tu balcón.
Yo no sé ni cómo yo llegué a casa anoche. Clase lo que era. Y hoy me están tirando de nuevo para bajar para allá, pero yo creo que hoy sí que ha hecho pichadera, que no me esperen. Bro.
El humo empañó el camino y no pude recordar el camino pa' mi casa. Hoy me vuelves a invitar.
Yo me iba a quedar tranquilo, pero si quieres vacilar, sube tú pa' la montaña, porque hoy yo me quedo acá.
Ven subiendo, que no le vamos a bajar. Sube tú pa' la montaña, hoy yo me quedo acá.
Arriba en el monte, los códigos de verdad.
Suba pa' acá pa' que vean.
algo para que sepa. En el monte hoy se rompe, desde que sale el sol hasta que se esconde.
En el monte hoy se rompe,
si ya ando como agotando humo, dale, ponle.
En el monte hoy se rompe,
suban pa' acá pa' que sientan el torque.
En el monte hoy se rompe,
me voy a dar otra en lo que los muchachos hacen el corte. Otra Navidad en la que te pedí, otra Navidad que no está aquí. Feliz Año Nuevo, pero no tan feliz. Te dieron un beso a las 12 y no fui yo quien te lo di. Hace un año que yo estuve ahí, hace un año que yo estuve ahí. Hace un año tu primer abrazo fue solo pa' mí. Me tenía en la nube y como un rayo caí, caí, caí. Y ahora ni una llamada, ni un solo mensaje. Los brothers me la montan, dicen que estoy en un viaje. Son las 12:04 y ya estoy bien loco, llorando y bebiendo pitorro de coco que me trajo abuelo. Lara, no pa' que por un cuero a las 12 llorara.
¡Bomba!
Ay, ay, te pedí pa' los reyes y pa' Santa Claus. Los reyes pichos Santa nunca llegó. Si tú no estás aquí fue que así quiso Dios. Siempre supe que era mala, no te creas que soy ciego. Yo cerraba los ojos y te besaba de nuevo. Con el doble 6 y doble 5 me trancaste luego. Tú y yo somos iguales, nos veremos luego. Como la luz, como quiera me vino tu cara a las 12 cuando el año se acabó. Y me dolió que ni una llamada, ni un solo mensaje. Los brothers me lo montan, dicen que estoy en un viaje. Son las 12:04 y ya estoy bien loco, llorando y bebiendo.
Okay. Okay, we're back. You just listened to Lo Que Le Paso a Hawaii. How was that pronunciation?
It wasn't bad, but that's not what we just listened to.
Oh, sorry.
We just listened to Pito on Wednesday.
Pee-pee-pee.
wait, go back to what we just used to. How do you go back?
I don't know. Like, I hate using Spotify on desktop.
I hate using Spotify, period.
Not too much.
Yeah.
She's an Apple Music user, guys. Boo her.
Okay. Wait, go to see more. No, up. Go see more. Up, down. Right here. Just see more. Right.
Wait.
Crash out. Oh. Right here, like songs, and then see
what?
Like songs, up, like songs. Just above like songs. Just right above like songs. There you go. No, and then go up.
Okay.
Okay, go down.
What?
Can I see real quick?
Okay.
Get your hand off the freaking...
You could have just done that the whole time.
I didn't see it. Okay, we just listened to...
Perfumito Nuevo.
No, we didn't.
No.
Girl.
We just listened to Pitoro de Coco. Jesus. Dios mío. Okay, yeah, we just listened to Pitoro de Coco. I hope you guys have been enjoying the Bad Bunny experience so far. Mm-hmm. We wanted to take a little break, mm-hmm. and we wanted to check back in with you all. Hopefully you guys are... loving the music. I hope you're up and dancing. Listen, you don't have to know Spanish to love Bad Bunny.
You don't.
Just listen. If you have ears and you're not deaf, sorry to the deaf people. So I don't know. Maybe you can still. What? I bet you can still hear the vibrations though of the reggaeton, the drums, mm-hmm. and maracas and all the other stuff that he uses and stuff. Did you know that Bad Bunny went to college? He went to the University of Puerto Rico. Something. That's not the full name. It's also something else. Another word after that, but I forgot. It's the location and where it's at in Puerto Rico. But he went to college because he believes education is very important. So make sure you guys stay in school, even if you want to do something like music or something like that. Yeah. Or don't. Mm-hmm. Do whatever you want with your free will.
But do gay knowledge. Don't not go to college and just sit on your butt. Just gay knowledge. So, yeah.
I thought you said... But do gay knowledge. Gay knowledge is gay. And I was like, oh, we.
I mean, yeah, that's an option too. Yeah.
Gain the gay knowledge as well. As well as you. As well as you gain knowledge. Mm-hmm. Gain the gay knowledge if you want to do that as well. If that's something that you're interested in.
That is up to you. Your prerogative.
Everything is up to you. Mm-hmm. This,
we have free will in this world.
I just recently watched the Kendrick Lamar Super Bowl halftime show.
Oh, I still have never watched that Super Bowl halftime show fully. The last full Super Bowl halftime show that I watched was Rihanna. That was like 3 years
ago. She was good, but I try not to watch that one because...
Why not?
I saw something on TikTok that didn't sit right with me. Right with me. I think at the end, she hit a Illuminati symbol.